Test. Hello. Testing. Girdle. Hello. Girdle.
Testing. Girdle.
Testing. Girdle.
Testing. Girdle. Girdle. Test. Hello.
Hello.
This is a girdle test. But this is the real girdle test.
The lights are out again.
Able to security. Able to security. Able to security.
It's auto.
In touch.
The lights are out of West 1.
And elevator 2 is acting up again.
Blondie, did you see him?
Hello?
No.
Hello.
Penis. Hello?
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 Test.
Test.
Girdle.
Girdle.
So nice to be here with you today. So nice to be here with you today. So nice to be here with me today. Hello? Today. Hello? Today. Phone.
Phone.
Voice thing. Phone.
Phone.
Mic. Phone and mic. Phone. Mic. Girdle, 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 girdle. Let's play a clip. You hear that?
It's bad enough that I'm bloated. Oh, I'm so bloated. Don't shoot my face. It's bad enough that I'm bloated.
Today we're going to be talking about angels. Angels.
Oh, I'm so bloated. Don't shoot my face.
This is a test. This is a test.
Hello?
Angels.
Oh, I'm so bloated.
Did you hear that? Oh, yeah, how heavy is that, huh?
You hear that?
You're little.
When did I hear that?
Did you hear that?
Oh, I do. Never mind.
Yeah, how heavy is that, huh?
Pretty heavy.
You're little. You little horsey. Did you hear that?
Shut up, horse.
Yeah, gosh. How heavy is that?
Hello. This is a test again. Let's see if this works. Trying out other things. The holder. Let's see.
Don't shoot my face.
Did you hear that? Yeah, how heavy is that?
Angels, so amazing.
Oh, I'm so
angels,
bloated. Don't
angels,
shoot my
angels,
face.
Angels,
it's bad
angels,
enough that angels, I'm bloated.
Angels, so amazing.
Oh, I'm so bloated. Don't
angels,
shoot my face.
Angels, so amazing.
It's bad enough
all
that I'm bloated.
Bar none.
Oh, I'm so
bloated. Hello.
Hello.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Is
Cheryl, you're not
even there. Cheryl Murkowski, I can't get to the phone right now. Please leave me a
message.
Wow,
that's back. Very controversial. And
very controversial.
Council, and the Catholic Church always put in
the church is a controversial. The angels. The angels. The church. Controversial.
The national story is along the way. They're the
hello?
The image. They all
angels?
Stand to the right of you.
Oh, God.
They stand to your right.
I'm coming on Skype. Hold on.
You weren't on Skype. I just fucking called.
Well, hold on.
Filthy, dirty Jew diary.
I'm coming on, diary.
Thanks, Sylvia.
My God. As I've traveled the world. Said
Cheryl.
There's no time to
I reached Cheryl McCaffrey. I can't get to the phone right now.
I want to be your guide, Sylvia Ames.
You pick.
Listen.
Pick.
You pick.
Look at that. She's so beautiful. I love this sweat set on Twitter. Yeah. Yeah.
You like this? You pick.
You pick this lives.
You pick her. You pick her.
These lives.
Excuse me?
Today we're going to be talking about...
Today we're going to be talking about Sylvia. Beautiful.
Wait, I gotta get
it. Is that enough that I'm blown?
Hold on. I'm still working this new holder, because you know I'm doing the remote control.
Yeah, you sound horrible.
Shut up!
You do.
I know I do. Is that better? Yes, it is.
Yeah.
Because I don't have holder vision on. Holder vision is different here. Do you understand me?
No, I don't.
Of course not, because you're dumb.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You gonna Twitter sheet it?
All right, look at this. I'm right next to the fridge in this new setup here.
Oh, it's perfect. Where's Dean?
He's in. He went on a plane somewhere for his birthday. I don't know where.
Oh, sounds like a very, very horrible, hard time for you. Now, what's going on? You got two Sylvias going at the same time.
What?
She looks really good in this middle one. The middle holder.
Yeah, I'm done with that. I don't know why you're still watching that. That's over.
It's very delayed, I guess.
Do you see? What do you see now?
I still see you. And I think it's frozen.
It's cheese name.
I see you, but I also see two Sylvias.
Yeah, but. Oh, you know why? No, I don't know why. But look at, what am I holding? Is it moving or not? You know? Negritius? Nigadin?
Still Sylvia going. And you're not holding anything.
I'm holding a box of cheese here, Nade. Well, who cares about the delays?
Now there's one Sylvia in you.
Oh, God, you're way behind. You know, you're not going to be able to look at it.
At least why? What's wrong? What's going on with your holder?
Listen, Ingratius. Nigris.
You mean DD doesn't have a setup that's conducive to grumming? I just saw how I'm so bloated. That's very behind.
Cheryl, just don't watch that.
Well, how am I supposed to grum
because
with
I
you?
You can hear what I'm doing in real time.
Well, it's not all about hearing. This is just a podcast. It's also about,
Well, then should we just forget about it and not hear your duty order?
What? Wait. About my duty order? You talking about that yet?
Mm-hmm. A little bit.
Yeah.
That was some NDW. Nice duty order.
Listen to that.
I hear that.
You hear that?
Let me see if I can move my holder. Is anybody watching this thing? Oh, wow, it's way behind. Look, the cheese is now on. People are saying they can't hear. Is that right? Can you hear
me? No.
I think they can hear.
You're holding the cheese.
Yeah.
I'm seeing you holding the cheese. So.
Yeah, you can hear. I just tested. People are so dumb. Cheryl.
Yeah. Government cheese. See, they're seeing the cheese right now. That's how far behind they are.
Right. It's old. I was watching Last Tango in Paris. Did you get the video I made of you on the television?
Yeah, that was really nice. It feels so blessed to be in that intimate setting with you at DD's. Who's that at the dorm?
Look at how pretty this is. No, I meant Didi's. Look at this. Nice
I can't
view.
See anything. Why are you saying look at? Why
because
don't
you will in
10 holder?
Minutes when it's finally showing to you.
Why don't you fix your holder?
Well, I can stop broadcasting and then restart it, but it's not going to help matters much.
Why don't you plug it into the Ethernet's nets?
Because, honey, they don't have a fast connection here.
What are you talking about?
I'm talking about the fact that you are...
A racist.
Non-white.
Yeah.
I mean, I could slow down the qualities, but I don't think we want
Who
to
Who cares about the quality?
Well, it's actually already pretty low.
Yeah.
It's set to DSL cable, and it's already pretty low.
Yeah, clearly.
So, just get over it, okay? In 10 minutes, you'll see. We're going to go outside now. I'm going to show you what the holder looks like outside.
The holder? Are you talking about the DD holder?
Yes.
Hello.
I know you can't see, but look in 10 minutes. Look at how big his porch is. And look, there's a Denny's down there and a McDonald's. And there's a...
Oh, it's perfect for a Denny's.
And that's the Walgreens where I just was. And look, look at the city over here. It's huge. Look at all this.
It's huge,
Cheryl. Huge. And that's just...
I enjoyed the gaze that you sent me.
And Trotsky's here too.
What?
What?
Why are you such a shitty quality? What's going on?
Listen, will you stop complaining about the quality?
How?
Lucky I'm doing a grum at all, ass cunt hole.
Oh, well. Mm-hmm.
I gotta check the temperature, make it a little cooler in here.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Did I leave the door open? Why is it so warm in this holder?
It's gonna get moldy.
This is where I sleep. That's the me holder.
Moldy got my cheese.
Girdle.
Girdle holder.
Plus girdle equals skirtle.
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 Did you say skirtle?
Mm-hmm, I sure did. That's okay.
You want to eat on my skirtle?
Mm-hmm. Look, there's Trotsky behind
us. We're kicking it, yeah, but we ain't dating, Nilga. I had to constantly remind him of that, yuck.
Of the constant pain?
What?
You're in constant pain?
We kicking it. Let me see if I can find you, yes.
Nene?
Let me see. Hold on.
Yeah, we're in constant pain. You girdle.
Are you going to premiere that on your gram? Meow.
In constant pain. Wee.
Excuse me.
Huh. Look at this Trotsky here. He looks so cute. What do you see on the holder now? Obama? Excuse me? Me holder? Girdle? Nick? Edgerton. Negritius.
Act confident.
What are you doing?
Even if you aren't. Act confident. Even if you are.
I was putting it to the wrong microphone.
Confident. Even if you aren't. Act confident. Even if
we cut off the good tour.
Act confident.
Look at my monster energy.
Even if you aren't. Act confident. 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 Even if you aren't, act confident. Even if you aren't,
we're supporting what he's saying. We're kicking it. But we ain't dating, y'all. Did you send me two? Please. I constantly remind him of that. We ain't dating. We kicking it, Nyoga. But we ain't dating. Yeah, exactly. I like that you can send me these kind of foils to my direct holder in my pocket, or sometimes in my lap, so that's where I'm putting my holder. Know what I'm saying?
I know that you're very ugly.
What are you doing?
You can see on the video what I was doing 10 minutes ago. What am I doing? You tell me.
I said Trotsky Lake in your face.
All right.
Yeah.
Now we jump into
the spring equinox prayer for morning.
So now let's talk about my new video. It's amazing. World and earth.
Should I play it?
Sure.
Is it in the holder?
No, it's not in the holder.
Well, then don't
you
put
got it on your computer. What do you need in the holder for?
Because it's too late for... Cycle. Oh, you're right. I do have it in my iTunes.
Cycle.
Yeah.
Cycle.
Yeah.
Cycle.
Yeah.
You're like a demon.
Is that heavy?
What?
I said, you're a demon, and I laughed because it's funny. You're a demon.
Oh. How come they can't hear me?
Is this you? Oh. Hungary rushes to stop more toxic sludge.
Turn that fan towards me. We're
going in.
Menopause. Is that you? That's
not what?
Turn that fan towards me.
Hungary rushes to stop more toxic sludge.
Turn that fan towards me. That's not
what?
Is that yours?
Did you say Nyoka?
Yeah.
Thank you for downloading from the BBC.
What about the BBC? What?
Is that heavy?
What are you doing?
Playing your
slash
video.
Podcasts.
It's about toxic sludge.
Welcome to the latest global news
meditation
podcast
recorded at 03 hours GMT.
Why are you playing some podcast, bro?
This is Max Pearson with a selection of highlights from across BBC World
Columns.
Coming up, the Nobel
Lotus
Peace Prize winner dedicates his award to those who died in Tiananmen Square. Also, the U.S. appeals for help for Zimbabwe to stop thousands of children
from Cheryl's mortality,
including Cheryl-like males of every color, and a light breeze.
Pull my breasts, I'm not ashamed. The Chilean government is confident in the efforts to bring
us to the
huge
lady I just spoke to a couple of days ago in the ruins.
I'm waiting for my niggers.
Is now being bulldozed to make way for
this is the part we were hoping
barrier.
We wouldn't find.
Cheryl.
That's the way life is.
Yeah.
That's the way life is.
Are you still suffering from prolapse?
That's the way life is.
Okay, I'm ready. I'm playing it now. So shut up. Here it's playing. Shut up.
Cheryl from Illinois says, I have this horrible medical condition called a prolapse. It keeps getting worse, and I can barely walk, and I am in constant pain.
Every year, millions of women.
Prolapse. I am in constant pain. It keeps getting worse, and I can barely walk, and I am in constant pain. A prolapse. A prolapse.
I'm in constant pain.
Pain. It keeps getting worse. I can barely walk, and I am in constant pain. Pain. A prolapse. Pain. Pain.
Alright, baby.
I am not sure if I should have it surgically corrected.
Surgically correct.
I also don't know if
Cheryl,
I should
eat
see a lawyer about it.
Hold on. I gotta pause this.
Suing the doctor. Seeing the doctor. Suing the doctor.
Edith, what?
Some are faulty like anybody.
No one can hear Cheryl.
Sometimes you take care of the prolapse and then it'll come right
back. You mean 10 minutes ago or now?
This time it'll be fixed.
Hold on, Edith. I gotta shut off Sylvia because you're ruining my life.
That's the way life is.
Getting worse and I can barely walk and I am in constant pain.
Could you hear Sylvia? Why the fuck did she hang up on me?
Oh. Yeah.
I interrupt the goddamn holder for her.
Turn that fan towards me.
They're complaining they can't hear you.
I can hear Cheryl on hold.
You need to be louder, Cheryl. But I don't
oh, Cheryl's
why.
Me, but you can hardly hear me.
But I can't hardly
why
hear
why am
you.
I not loud? Why am I not loud in the holder?
You ought to do some kegels,
Cheryl.
Excuse me, I should do a kegel with your pussy like a barrel, dirty talons like an eagle. Girl, the nerve, this ain't sincerely advice. Questions webcast or your sister pay the price. Just because mother, I smell like your best. Don't treat your sister like you're treating all the rest. Doctors, lawyers, psychics all make mistakes. They wings, no, they don't. Charles Lance, my lab's a ace.
Yeah.
The talons are scary.
I never had any skip.
personality. I have a hell of a temper. It's southern.
April laps.
Hurt. Stink. I think it's amazing that we're able to wear something out in less than an hour.
Wow. That's really what a program is for, Annie.
Cheryl?
What about the Reagan fog?
Cheryl from Illinois says, I have this horrible medical condition called
man laps.
And I can barely walk.
What?
Oh!
How come they can hardly hear me on the holder? This is a disaster program.
Cycled.
What?
Cycled.
I'm waiting for the dog to start barking.
Cycled.
Oh, right.
Oh.
Why don't you tell him to shut
Turn
up?
Turn that phantasm, will you?
Doesn't work that, right?
Menopausal thing.
Why don't you put him in a room by himself?
That's the way life is. You're kind of crazy.
Why do I hear an echo?
Life is.
You keep breaking everything. Nothing works.
Shut up. Cheryl, you're
not loud to me
either. I don't know why you're not.
That's the way life is.
Well, why don't you fix it?
Why don't you turn that fan towards me, will you? Because you know
Good question.
Is that heavy?
The problem, Cheryl, is I don't know how the fuck. This is that complicated setup with Wirecast and all this bullshit.
Oh, that's totally worth it.
Without any hardware that's good. Do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Let's try. Shut up! God.
I like how you said that.
How's this? Better?
How would I? I don't think you'd see. Let me look. Hold on.
Now it's worse, I think. Talk. Girdle.
Hold on, I'm listening to the grum holder. You're still mad. I'm the holder, you're still not even playing the music video yet.
Well, that sucks, then. Huh?
It's like 5 minutes behind.
We
So I don't know if you think it until about 20 minutes later and I'll be done with the ground by then.
Audience, what I'm going to do is I'm going to turn off.
Imagine I didn't know for 20 minutes.
Yeah, I know. It doesn't matter. You'll understand after I'm done saying it.
Okay,
audience, what I'm going to do is I'm going to turn off Holdervision, turn off the Ustream broadcast. Then I'm going to decide whether or not to fix it based on how much money we've received in Hotmail. So, I hope that you've donated a lot of money.
Yeah.
Be right back, maybe.
Yeah.
Yeah, go.
Yeah. Charles Lyons.
All right, I turned off the broadcast, which probably it looks like it's crashing. That's good.
Well, I don't know why it would be crashing considering it's not working.
It's Charles Lansing.
It went off the air right now, even though we were 20 minutes behind.
Good. They deserved it.
Yeah. Let me reload the whole
starting.
You want to go
now, assholes?
You want to go home with me?
Well, first, let's check to see how much money they didn't donate.
Just started broadcasting.
I'm constant pain. Money they didn't. How is it now?
I'm in constant pain.
You said I'm in constant pain.
That's right, I did. Yeah, go.
How is it now?
Your uterus is dragging on
the floor. What I was saying
that
the audience missed is that...
I'm still very low.
Your uterus is dragging on the floor.
Why don't you fix the holder?
Your problem is your laps is low. I don't know how to fix the holder. Cheryl?
What's your job again? What did they pay you to do at the dorm?
Yeah, well.
Ooh, let me stop.
Yeah,
that
well.
I said
yeah,
the
well.
I gotta do the end thing.
Yeah,
the
well.
Stopper.
The what?
I had
You're
to
welcome.
Stop the broadcast.
Yeah, well.
I just heard.
And we're to go out onto the street.
Yeah, I just heard yoga.
Yeah, the well.
And then you
okay, we're back.
Cut off.
We're back.
Yeah.
Words, Ferguson. Yeah. All right, then.
Yeah.
Oh. I forgot I have a new boyfriend. Girlfriend, I mean, because I'm a lesbian.
What?
Hold on.
Hold on.
Getting it for you.
Hold on.
Your uterus is dragging on the floor.
Who cares?
Who cares?
I don't know how to fix it, Cheryl.
Have a baby.
I really don't. You know, maybe if I turn my volume down, it'll normalize it somehow.
Have a baby.
Is that
baby.
Better? How's that? Maybe if I turn my volume down, normalize it. Let me try this. Better? Shut up.
Hello? Girdle? Let's try this.
Your uterus
girdle?
Is dragging on the skirt. Floor.
Try this. Shut up. Skirt. Hello? Skirt girdle?
Your uterus is dragging on the floor.
You talk.
Failure. Kidney 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 failure.
Yeah, well. Input isn't supposed to be that. It's supposed to be that.
Yeah, well. Yeah, well.
Kidney failure.
Yeah, well. What? Yeah. Girdle.
N word.
Yeah, girdle.
Yeah, well.
Yeah,
girdle. The girdle. Hold on.
Say something.
Hold on.
Talk.
No.
Say your ABCs.
A, B, C, girdle, E, F, G, H, I. J, K, L, M, N, O, D, Q, R, no.
Is anybody going to fix it? Call me on the Skype.
What? Nope. Can't hear. Magic and art, you can't hear me at all. What's the point of grumming?
Girls, girls.
Ask Edith, she'll know to say some yell. Yeah, Neil.
Your uterus is dragging on the floor. Who cares? Have a baby.
Is that heavy?
Down here in the country.
Not especially the modern lady. When she walks, she just warbles. She warbles.
What warbles?
She warbles.
The lowest. Warble. The lowest.
Hold on, I'm trying to broadcast again.
The lower.
Yeah, built-in microphone. No, we don't want that. We want sound lower.
I think this is a record for how long it's taken to get a grum stored in.
Doubtful.
The lowest.
As they can hear you.
The lowest.
Turn that fan to the lower. That menopausal.
A man of 38 pounds. I mean stone. Do they hear you now, Cheryl? Ask the assholes. I mean audience.
The lowest. The lowest.
Are you talking to the audience or no?
Boom, boom, boom. The lowest. When I drop stuff on the floor, I have to leave.
Oh, yeah.
Hello?
Oh, yeah.
I can't tie my shoes.
Cheryl, does the audience hear us now?
Oh, yeah.
I can't touch my feet.
Oh, yeah.
Hello?
Oh, yeah.
Hello? Feet,
oh, yeah.
Mammoth.
Kidney failure.
A mammoth
kidney failure.
A mammoth 48 stone.
Kidney failure.
A mammoth kidney failure. Cheryl, why aren't you not asking the question? Does it work?
Feet,
right.
Can you hear me?
I don't fucking know. I can't see the audience. I don't know how to do that chat thing. I forgot.
Hello? Oh, they can hear me now, yes.
Yeah, okay. Then the problem was wire screen.
Oh, they can hear me now. You hear that?
That means I can't do hold her for you.
I don't care. At least they can hear me. Good cards. What's the point in having a Grum if you can't hear Cheryl? If you couldn't hear Mance, then it would be okay.
What if you can't?
What?
They're barking at the other dogs. There's another Italian greyhound on the floor. He's gray. Nipples.
Y'all?
Cheryl.
I thought she was dead. What?
Boom, boom, boom.
I have to leave it.
Yeah, you keep saying have to, like there's a V. There's not a V. Yes. It's a have.
I have to leave it.
Yes. Very good.
I have to leave it.
Cycle. Well, they're British, though. They don't need to speak black properly. You should see it on the screen. What does it say, the text?
That's right.
I have to leave it.
See,
yeah.
I told you.
That seems more correct. I have to leave it.
Leave
it. It's all down the young country.
And she says,
Did I put the fatty in the holder? I don't think I did. I took a video of a fatty for you.
Cheryl, what does it say now?
What?
What does it say now on holder vision?
He is too heavy on my feet.
A little bit right.
Right.
I have to leave it.
I have to leave it.
Soul food down here in the country. Oh, we have a new Sylvia Primer. Prayer for self-esteem. Yeah. Dear Mother and Father God, let my true essence shine through. Let my true beauty of my soul bloom in thy sight. Let the Christ consciousness show me not only my purpose, but also the estimation of my true self. Estimation. Let me not be fettered by false sentiment, rather allow me to bask in my own spiritual essence, which is my truth and my purpose.
Cycle.
Do not allow me to fail by false guilt and false criticism. Let my essence magnify your will. Help me live my life as a searching servant.
Cycle. Cycle.
I believe that this prayer is directed at you, man, who keeps constantly attacking Sylvia on her Facebook and her Twitter for my purpose. Do not allow me to feel my false guilt and false criticism. Let my essence magnify your will and help me live my life as a spiritual servant. This is called prayer for self-esteem, man. Self-esteem, man.
Prayer for
James would like to know, are you using your iPhone to connect the contacts to the internet?
But the problem is I don't have my holders. You know how I like holders, Cheryl.
What do you mean?
I like holders, and I don't got none holders.
I don't understand.
Well, the problem is,
how are you going to show this dragon on the floor?
I weigh if not.
And the video that I took at the Saturday.
I can try cam twist. If you really want to get crazy, we'll try cam twist and fuck it all up.
Well, the one problem is, which I will message you about now. Can you not call me on Skype now?
Oh, okay, I'll try right there. Yeah.
Okay.
Because your battery died, because you're using the black phone.
Soul food done here in the country.
Let's see.
Do you hear me, Dan?
Yeah, it sure does.
What?
Yes.
What?
Yes.
Oh.
Down here in the country.
Is it down here in the country?
Down here in the country. Soul food. I got soul food. Because you know where I am? Oh, hold on. Now
the thing is just the else.
What's the thing then? I got soul food. Because you know where I am?
Down here in the country.
Hold on.
Now the thing is just the else. What?
What?
What? You can't perform tonight. You fucking yonko bitch. Now, why does the Batson look like he's online? He's green, and it says he's online. It says mobile.
He's older to work. You think I'm worried about the Batson?
Well, you know.
You get nothing to work.
Excuse me?
Yeah.
Feek. So heavy on my feet. We got these beautiful pictures of Faith Big and all that stuff. You like the one with the parsley on it. The herbs.
I like
on the herb.
Everything that has to do with my dear friend, Lois. She weighs a mammoth 38 stone.
Yeah.
It just comes back down to being lazy and greedy.
Some of the largest people on the planet.
I make love to food.
The obese people.
I can more fit in this stuff.
47-year-old Dolores Shepherd, who weighs a mammoth 38 stone.
Boom, 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 boom.
I think you need to cut up the beginning of the grum, man.
I dropped stuff on the floor. I have to leave it.
When I drop stuff on the floor,
I have to leave.
When I drop stuff on the floor, I have to leave.
My daddy is a Delos.
Delos.
And I'm too heavy on my feet.
See the pig feet?
Feet.
Whoa.
My daddy is a Delos. Delos.
Delos.
Soul food down here in the country.
Delos.
Well, I'm fat. I'm sweating now. I got to go sit down. I'm tired.
What?
Are you here then? Can you hear me? And the Delos?
Hardly.
Do you hear Delos?
Now I hear you better. What? Do you talk in the wrong microphone?
Do you hear me or not?
Now I can.
Did you hear 38 years?
Yeah, I heard all of it, Delos.
Okay, because you weren't reacting. I just wanted to check. But notice the earthquake.
It was so loud. Why are you going to be so loud with the Delos?
It doesn't have to be loud. I just need to know. Now, I want you to notice the earthquake. When
I did. I thought maybe the grumholder was breaking.
No. I'm going to do it again.
That's what you get when you're overweight. Delos.
Overweight.
Delos. Overweight. He got the clout. And everything
I was shocked when I saw her weigh, particularly the larger lady. When she was walking, you know, she really had trouble breathing, and you know, it wasn't even like really walking, and she was more kind of
waddling.
Not nice.
Some of the largest people on the planet.
I make love to food.
The obese people.
I feel
more fitness. Oh, they're gonna eat some retards. I found some retards earlier. Hold on. Where are these tards, Sharon? Alright. Retards, please. Damn these retards.
What?
I'm looking for these retards. I found some retards.
Operating.
There's some retards.
Oh, yeah. I don't see any retards. I made a bit. Wheel. This is scary. Okay, man.
Just comes back down to being lazy and...
Now that we have...
...hardest people on the...
...having love to food.
I think it's been somewhat of confusion about...
Listen to me a little more. Listen.
I think it's been somewhat of confusion about...
Right.
Spirit guide. I do want to give another.
Yeah.
Spirit guide. I do want to give another. Spirit guide. I do want to give another. Spirit guides. I do want to give another.
Man, I have some content now that we're doing a grom.
Hold on, we're almost done.
Okay.
We're going to be talking about angels. So amazing.
No one loves you.
So amazing. But let's talk about angels and silver angels. Angels. So amazing. Now that's something to say.
Did you hear that? Yeah, how heavy is that?
What is that?
You're a little horsey.
It's
your favorite. What?
His favorite. She sings.
I don't even want to tell you what it took me to get here. All those smiling faces. Is everybody here? One person. Okay, we'll wait.
Hold on, Cheryl. I'm almost done.
Believe what I tell you to believe.
Excuse me? Oh, where's the lawn video? One of my favorites. You have a lozenge? Is this happening?
I have a book out, by the way. As you know, it's called The Mystical Traveler.
Yeah.
We finna walk in, eat, and gag and serve, girls.
Man.
Okay, I'm ready. Watch out.
Oops.
You know, I don't walk around just going. Just comes back down to being lazy.
Spirit guides. I think it's been.
I like the fat deposits under Lois's eyes.
Today we're going to be talking about angels.
It just comes back down to being lazy and greedy.
Did you hear that? Oh, yeah, how heavy is that, huh?
It
just comes back.
Dolores.
And I'm too heavy on my feet.
See the peak, feet.
Man, so where's Jamie's DVD?
We finna walk in, eat, and gag, and serve the girl.
Like ages ago, didn't get it?
Walk in, eat, and
I mailed it before J-Maid's DVD.
It's mad. Where is my Pink of Paradise DVD?
Oh, was I supposed to send one?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry, I forgot. I forgot if I promised that. But yeah. The whole thing is I'm in the warehouse, you know, at the dorm, so there's lots of them.
Wait a minute. There's a warehouse, and you've been sending me picture video?
Honey, there's people there. I'm getting to it.
I'm getting to it.
Spirit guides. I do want to.
Okay, quit it, Madge. I have some content. Madge.
I do want to give another. Cheryl.
Can you please get the True Duty theme song ready?
But Cheryl, I can't get my camera working.
Get the True Duty theme song ready.
I can't show me, though. There's no me.
What?
The me holder isn't working because I'd have to restart the Ustream.
Why?
Because I switched to cam twist.
So?
You're good. All right, I'll switch back to me.
Jesus Christ, you're such a...
Gamble? No, it stopped working. See, now you don't see me at all. You see the...
Yeah.
You don't even see the holder of me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Why don't you fix it?
Why don't you NDMF yourself to death?
Oops. Can't you just turn the thing on with the thing?
Can't you just thing yourself to death with your finger?
Cycle.
Yeah, well, there's a little girl. Yeah. I'm a very sensitive little girl. And I don't like when you do these technical things.
Cheryl, I can't play this True Duty.
Cam twist.
You want the duty song?
Oh, there you are.
Let me see if I
can. You fixed it. You fixed the grum holder.
I did that.
I need the True Duty song.
Bells.
It's not really a True Duty song. It's just the word duty. Dude.
Yeah, it's a theme song.
I'm just going to say it.
No.
Cheryl, I can't find
it. It's fine.
No,
fine. Right
when you're ready. Wait, this one is called Duty Peace. Let me see if this is it. Oh, no.
Duty. There we go.
It's not very loud, but you'll just have to deal.
That's fine.
Came on air. This was a section saying things the Queen would never say in a Christmas special. And one comedian said, I'm now so old. My proceedings.
Wait, no, that wasn't a whole duty.
Duty. So let me tell you, Madge, last weekend I had a Halloween party at my house. Hello?
I was active listening. Go ahead.
Okay. I did it a week. I did it 2 weeks early because I knew I would be grumming with you tonight. Plus, I would be very busy this weekend working on a campaign for my distant cousin, Congressman Barney Frank. Anyway, it was supposed to be a very intimate party with my sister, Sylvia, and my cousin Barney. We handed out candy to the little girls at boys and had a nice dinny, celebrating my recent vaginoplasty that finally made me normal again. I had two holes instead of the ass cunt. Because of this, I didn't have to worry about bringing diapers with me everywhere I went. At about 9 p.m., the doorbell rang. This was the first time we heard anyone at the door in about 30 minutes, so I figured it would probably be one of the last kids of the night. I opened it, and it turned out to be a large adult in a sock monkey outfit. Well, I usually only hand out candy to kids, I said, but you'll probably be the last person tonight. Before I could hand the person any candy, she responded, "Listen, Cheryl, I need to come inside. I'm dressed up to hide my identity." Are you still there, Madge?
Yeah, yes.
Hello?
Yes.
Okay. Harpo, is that you, I asked? Cheryl, seriously, after all these years, we go through this again? You must always call me Gail. Whatever, Annie. What the fuck do you want? I'm not working tonight. Feet, feet? Well, Cheryl, I actually don't need your help. But your sister Sylvia could help me out. Is she home? Sylvia's the kind of person that, whenever she hears her name, she always manages to turn up and enter the conversation. Sure enough, Sylvia walks into the room and is taken back to a large sock monkey figure standing in the doorway. "Oh, I get it," she said. "You must be a liberal dressed up as Obama." Okay. Oprah removed the head of the costume. "No, Sylvia, but I need your help. I need you to perform a seance for me. I think my pussy is haunted." Are you grindering?
No, I'm texting.
You're clearly not listening, so I'll wait until you're done.
I'm done. Go ahead.
Are you sure? Because, you know, I know that you got other important things to do.
Yeah, I'm listening.
Put away your phone. Now. Does it go on? Man, let me see your phone and you're going to put it on the table behind you. Man, what are you doing? It ain't no good. Are you setting up a grinder, Dink? At Dee Dee's place?
No. It's just this person who I've
been that heavy?
Months now, and they never do. It has to do with literature. I'm in a book club. But anyway, I'm listening. Trotsky's here too.
So what's happened so far? I'll let you recap.
Party that you did early. Go ahead.
No, you're going to recap what happened so far. What happened?
I don't take pop quizzes, Mr. Jellyneck. I'm sorry.
What happened at the goddamn Truth to the Halloween edition?
Oprah.
Who is... Oprah. Just answer this.
Made you call her Gail for Tuesday.
Yeah, the only reason you know that is because they said it really loud.
Say it every time.
So who's in the house?
You and Gail.
Last night. BBC
and Oprah
just
and
we came on air. This was a section.
Gail is Oprah. Who else? No, Sylvia, my sister.
Of course, Sylvia. I said that.
I would want to judge.
Okay. So I'll go back.
Watching the program.
Go back one paragraph. Sure enough, Sylvia walks in the room and is taken back to the large sock monkey figure standing in the doorway. Oh, I get it. You must be a liberal just as it's Obama. Oprah removed the head instead of the costume and said, "No, Sylvia, but I need your help. I need you to perform a seance. My pussy is haunted."
I'm now so old, my pussy...
You still listening?
Yes.
What did I just say?
I'm so old, my pussy is haunted.
I trust he's going to have your hand. Why is he showing his lipstick? Okay, back to the story. About an hour later, Sylvia set up the dining room for the seance. She lit candles and oil lamps all around the room and called us to the table for a prayer. Dear Mother Asthma, please guide us and protect us, and we guide through this troubling evening to find out who or what is inhabiting. Where are you? What are you doing?
Yeah, well,
what are you talking about? I'm on the floor, so I have a better angle.
Yeah, well,
looking right at you.
Yeah. And we guide through as we are guided through this troubling evening to find out who or what is inhabiting the vagina of our dear black friend Obama. I mean Oprah. I mean Gail. After the prayer, Sylvia started chanting several times and saying things in a language I couldn't understand. Suddenly, Oprah started acting crazy. Her fat black body started shaking, and she was speaking in tongues. In a moment of clarity, she screamed to Sylvia, "Get this NDMF out of me!" At that moment, a cloud of what looked like white smoke started flowing out of Harpo's vagina and started to form a figure that hovered over the table. I couldn't believe my eyes. "It is the ghost of B. Arthur," I screamed. Sylvia responded, "No, Cheryl, it is the spirit, not a ghost." "Oh, dearest spirit, why have you appeared to us tonight?" The figure remained silent for a moment. Harpo was just coming to after the spirit left her body. I turned to my right, and Barney Frank was so stunned by what he was witnessing that his dentures fell out of his mouth. You know, his shepherd huskies deal pickles right out of his mouth.
I remember.
Get off your phone!
I'm not on the phone.
Okay. I was so angry at her accusation. No, B, I did not do anything like that. The court found me innocent of those charges. I never did the thing with the thing. Oh, sorry. I skipped the line. I skipped a whole paragraph. All right. The spirit of B responded. Sylvia, I inhabited the body of Oprah Winfrey in order to find Cheryl. When I was alive, she did some very terrible things to a few relatives of mine. They never recovered emotionally before I passed away. I was so angry. No, B, I did not do anything like that. The court found me innocent of those charges. I never did the thing with the thing. It was all just a simple misunderstanding. In the blink of an eye, the spirit jumped inside my body. I was possessed by an angry B. Arthur, and I had no idea what she was planning on doing to me. Sylvia, do your psychic hat thing and get this thing out of me. Before Sylvia could start chanting again, I started feeling a pain in my downstairs region. Oh my goodness, B. No, don't. No, don't. The spirit of B was ripping out the flesh between my cunny and my ass. What before was a normal female genitalia was now once again an ass cunt. But B wasn't finished quite yet. I had a bowl of black beans earlier in the day, as well as a couple of cups of coffee and a box of Fabi One Boaras. B knew that a dude was not far away. She took advantage. The spirit left my body and possessed Oprah. I'm not exactly sure why she was mad at her, but she made her do something terrible. She made her, her kneel beneath me as the flow of turns started falling out of my freshly created ass cunt. Up the pile covered Oprah's entire face. So you couldn't tell because she's black. And when I managed to get her away from me, I took a look at her face, and she looked like she may have enjoyed it.
Right.
A large white light appeared in the room. Sylvia exclaimed, "That's it, B! That's the light! Head towards the light! Your work in this world is done! Your lives are over!" 300 years. The spirit of B appeared to the four of us. One more time. Cheryl, before I go, you must name that pile of feces on Oprah's face. If you don't, I will possess your body again and do even more damage. It's your choice.
Name it.
What?
Name it.
I already had a new ass cunt to repair, so the choice was obvious. I am not really sorry about this, Oprah. The name of this pile of churds is Christine Ecstasy, E-X-T-A-S-Y, Hot Rod, Baby, Markel, quote, the Thug Mansion, D-A-T-H-U-G-M-A-N-S-I-O-N, close quotation mark, Supreme, Prius, Jackson hyphen O'Donnell. The spirit moved towards the light. I think it was the Hot Rod port. And as it disappeared, it reminded us to not take Premarin, because it was made from horse urine. Sylvia exclaimed, "Bye-bye, darling. Bye-bye. Thank you, sweetheart." As I looked around the room, Sylvia started to clean up the mess I left on the floors. Harper went to the restroom to wash the poopy off her face. I turned to Barney, who was shaking in his chair. "Oh, Barney, believe it or not, that is not the strangest thing that's ever happened to me. Why do you look so pale? Was it the ghost?" Barney looked embarrassed. "No, Cheryl, I was so terrified by everything that was going on that I wound up shitting my pants. I need to use your restroom. Hopefully, I can get the smell of Nancy Botox Markel Pineapple Bounce, quotation mark, Jones, off my clothes before my interview in an hour." "Interview? What interview, Barney?" "Oh, I invited a reporter over to my house. I thought I told you." As he walked away, the doorbell rang. I only had a towel to wipe myself down before I entered the door. I opened it, and standing before me was Candy Crawley. "Hello, Cheryl. I knew I would find you somehow, but I had no idea that it would be this soon. This is gonna be good."
Right.
"To be continued. Thank you for listening to the True Duty Halloween special on East Radio. True Duty is broadcast on Pacifica and Peoria community and college radio stations, on CBS, TBS, the Food Network, on Dish Network, and Girdle Channel 2. 3D TV Channel 4725, and Feces TV Channel 299, and we're audio podcasting live at yeastradio.com. Our transcripts are available in Spanish and English, and are available for any radio station to take. It's over 50,000 already, Gurgle. We're also the top-rated scat-related grum on the internet. This episode is brought to you by Madison Go Feminine Douche, now in butt piss, baconaise, and lobster fest sense. Massengill, TM, a GlaxoSmithKline brand, TM, registered copyright.
Lobster piss, my god, of me.
Candy Crawley? Did you like my Barney Frank voice?
Actually, it's very good, yeah.
Yeah, so it was pretty close to how he talks. No. I thought that was an enjoyable Negrom.
Very good. What happened? I thought the special was going to be on the 28th. How come you didn't?
Well, the thing is, Madge, that we're not going to be grooming because you're in Europe.
Not on the 28th. I told J-Maids I'll be here on the 28th.
Well, I'm fat and I'm sweating.
That's what you get when you overweight.
Well, I thought that this would give you a chance to post it. Right. Actually, before Halloween, because otherwise it will be posted weeks after. It was a very scary story.
That is a good point.
Yeah, so this will probably be posted on Halloween. Yeah, no, and I hope you're going to cut off the first part of the Grum, which was a disaster.
I thought by the time I post this Grum, I'll forget about whatever was going on, and I'll be like, where the hell's the Grum?
Yes, you Paul?
Yes.
You're talking.
Oh. I got to heat up the border.
Okay. Well, in the meantime, I'm going to read something very special. I received a few applications for models.
Oh!
The first one is from, we'll call him Tony. He lives in Texas. He's black. He's 28. He says he's thin. His dick size is 10.5. Cut. Some body hair. He has one or more tattoos. I like that. There's a field called Scar.
What?
Scars.
Do we have any?
The selection he made was, I have more than one scar. Is he talking about black spots or what?
Scars. Which one is that? Is that the guy that has the knife in his jockstrap or someone else?
No. No, this is the one with the hemorrhoid. He's 60 tall, 145 pounds, 32-inch waist. He's medium complexion. He's a boredom. He sucks dick, he eats ass, he receives facials, he does not snowball, and he may do unprotected sex. He's negative as of January 1st. And he does have HIV documents. He referred himself.
Okay, January's kind of a while ago.
Yeah, a little bit. Especially if he's barebacking, but that's okay. Now, his description. This is all in caps, no punctuation. I'm brown skin, brown eyes, slim, S-L-I-M-M, attractive, Nika, N-I-K-K-A, 32 waist line, smart and fun to hang with, W-I-T, I wait, W-E-I-G-H-T, bout, 145, dot, 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 dot. Why model? I always wanted to become a porn star. My whole life is my dream, and I do believe that I will make a good GUD porn star if y'all would just give me a chance to prove it.
Give me a chance to come through.
I don't have any types of STDs at all. Never have any. I got fucked on side of the road while cars were coming by and sucking dicks at the same time.
Say that again.
That's really pretty. I like his rosebud. It's very pretty.
What did you say about it getting fucked on the side of the road?
It's the freaky thing.
Say it again, because I was...
I got fucked on side of the road where koalas were coming by and sucking dick at the same time.
Cool.
I'm putting in his description in the chat room. Cool. Now I can't always
think of my neti pot. Did you ask them?
What?
Did the audience say anything about the neti pot that I'm doing while you talk?
They said it's a koala. How many scars do you have?
Do they like the neti pot or not?
No.
Huh.
I mean, the video is such high quality, it's like you can't see anything.
You can't see it?
Basically, no.
That sucks. It's a lot of work, you know.
Yeah.
It is.
Yeah. Yeah, definitely, definitely.
Ugh. Okay.
Definitely. Okay, next model application. This one is from Philip. He's in Chicago. He's 43. Biracial. He's muscular. 11.5-inch cut dick. He has one scar. He's 6'2", 205 L's, 29-inch waist. His belly button is pierced. Wow. He's bisexual top. He does not suck dick. He eats ass. What? He doesn't suck dick, but he eats ass. Okay. He does not do facials. No snowball. No bareback. Negative. As of the 15th of last month. But he does not have HIV documents.
Okay.
He heard about it from an advertisement. His description: mature, real, dominant, masculine, aggressive, verbal, physical. Why model? Because I do what I am paid to do on time, with no complaints, and to the max. I'm a natural exhibitionist. What?
Did he say he's HIV negative until the 15th of next month?
No, as of the 15th of September.
Until?
But he does not have HIV documents to prove it. Hang on. In addition, I have extensive experience in the adult entertainment field, including 2 award-winning films in 2009, Black Ballad 6 and Grind Volume 1, as well as the 2009 Platino Oasis winner for America's Top Top. Double speak. Matt.
No, is
43.
And his jock strap?
Yeah. DVDs, Warks, Hawaiian Dreams, BlackMen.net, Black Ballad 6, Channel 1 release, and Grind Volume 1, Forbidden Funk Media, Dog Pound USA, Pappy Thugs, Stallion Meon, Big Cock Society, Black Cock Society, etc. Freaky, took on about 5 bottoms on my own, nutted in mouths and on asses, fun, tiring, but fun.
Lapsed. Mostly?
His face is so ugly, and his dick looks like it's wrinkled. Looks like a dried up pussy like a prune, and then he's got a knife in his belt with some fake Photoshop photos.
I need you to do a favor. I need you to just make a sketch of the picture with the jockstrap and the belt. Nothing else, no text. Okay.
What about the photo where it's all blurred out, like his face, so he kind of looks okay because he can't see his face? I'll put the.
I'm putting a status up. The Bridie Murphy Walgreens ghost.
Well, can you play the fat? And then I put in the holder. We used to play the whole division.
Holder doesn't work no more, and I gotta go.
You showed the whole. What? Wait a minute. Do you have to do your hookup now?
Sure, it's not a hookup. It's somebody I've been trying to meet with for a long time. It has to do with business.
No, it doesn't.
Well, it's not a hookup.
You're ending the grum to...
Cheryl, yes, because we can't do anything.
And you used the holder before.
But Cheryl, listen. We've been on for an hour and a half.
Yeah.
My vagina itches. I have to walk the dog. And I'm dirty. And I smell. And I'm going out in an hour. I haven't showered in 2 days. And my bloater smells, honey.
Oh, okay, well, you can leave me and have your sex and all that stuff, Father.
You want me to do that? I can leave it.
Please let us to be healthy, feedback and all that stuff.
Cheryl, if you want to keep going, I can just let the thing run.
No, I don't want to.
You can do it with Trotsky. He'll bark occasionally with the Bridie Murphy ghost. You want to do it with the Bridie Murphy?
No.
What was that, 72?
What about the HIV positive goatsy? I liked his goatsy. I thought it was very nice with all the warts on it.
Which was that?
It was the email you sent me, gross.c. I'll sketch the picture. Can I sketch? Yeah, I'm going to. I mean, I'm not going to, but I'm going to.
Can you send me the link? Because I'm not able to get in the chat room.
What?
I haven't been able to get in the chat room. I don't know why.
Yeah. Stay tuned.
Send me the message, will you?
Yeah, Brady Murphy.
Jinx, don't you love when we cycle the same thing by accident? Is this the Brandy Murphy ghost?
No.
Oh, that's terrible, Cheryl. It's rawer. It looks like baby rash.
Well, she's got AIDS all over. No. Well, I'm fat and I'm sweating. I enjoyed the grum.
I didn't. Mostly. But I could have.
Well, you were distracted, and I understand that. When a woman gets distracted by another woman's pussy, she goes broke.
The thing is, Cheryl, I don't like to have this bad a technological experience, and I thought...
That has nothing to do with you being distracted. You clearly need to get laid, though. So I do endorse, I do believe that this is an endorsement by Cheryl Murkowski of your activities this evening. Please use protection, though. What?
This is not a sex thing. That's what I've been trying to tell you. For a sex thing, do you think I...
Prove it.
How?
Video the entire thing.
Just send Briley Murphy there.
What?
The ghost. Briley Murphy will be my chaperone. Oh, this is what I wanted to show you. Did you see that Dorndad has a chink faff fan? Look.
A
C-faff fan. Look at this.
A chink fan. I think I just shit my pants.
Look, Cheryl, remember the Dyson fan? Look. Can you see it?
Fans.
You see that?
What is that?
It's a Dyson fan. Remember the Seafoff picture?
No, I don't remember that.
It's a fan. It's a Dyson fan, remember? With his
I never heard of a Dyson fan.
He reviewed it on the Gizmodo chink faff.
Does it work nice?
Yeah, I got my head in it. See? It's weird, Cheryl.
What kind of fan is that? That don't make no sense.
It's a big fan of mine.
You're going to break it. Oops. You're going to clog it up. You're going to gum it all up.
Look, see? It like the fan comes from below the holder, and it blows through the side of the holder.
As somebody said earlier in the chat room... The condo that the dorm built.
It's not a modern
AIDS built that AIDS built.
It's not a modern day plantation, if that's what you're trying to say.
Plantation?
There, I made it louder. Did you hear that? Look at how it moves, Cheryl. How it moves. What do you like about that?
Well, I like that you're living in the plantations.
I know somebody in the audience remembers the Toys R Us Briley Murphy. I mean the Dyson fan ghost.
What a dumb fan.
And look at all these things here. We've got a Blu-ray Netflix thing, a TV, a Sony TiVo device, an Apple TV, an Xbox, and then down here there's another Sony TiVo, another Sony.
What the fuck? Why?
Because I don't know why. How about
can you even use all that stuff?
No, I don't understand any of it.
Well, do you get to keep one?
Herpes. What?
Did you? It's to make her feel better about having herpes. Now, did you get a new Apple TV?
No. That's amazing. Look at this. Is all the Xbox games. And there's the Trotsky's boy. Trotsky brought his boyfriend, the one he always fucks. He put it in his little house, see? He made me take it. There's Trotsky. You're so cute, Trotsky. Unlike that ugly Cheryl, that aunt.
What?
Aunt Cheryl.
Sick of your attitude.
Sick of your color.
What?
You heard me.
You didn't even show the blue reel.
Wait a second. You didn't even play your waterfall.
Well, I did, but you didn't show the Bull Rilch, and I'm offended, quite frankly.
The Brero? The Brero? Hello?
How's that?
Real good.
Like you like that, Bridie Murphy.
Look at this, Briley. This is my seance ghost holder.
That is so ugly and stupid.
Now look, it makes ghosts. Oh, you're a spirit and ghost. I summon thee, Bridie Murphy.
What Tommy says, Christ, this place is like someone bought out a TJ Maxx.
Oh, Briley Murphy, we summon you today in this lesbian horror.
Dad is sailing to TJ Maxx.
No, at Marshall's, actually.
That's even worse.
You know when they have all those things that are in the open boxes, and you're like, oh, who buys that? No, kidding. Look at this one.
Right. God, that's ugly.
What are we looking at? Describe me.
Excuse?
What are we looking at now? I want you to say.
Bernie Murphy.
No.
Fish?
No.
What is that? What the fuck is that?
A fountain.
A water?
Do you want to play a little more waterfall while I show the waterfall?
Yeah.
Okay. Cheryl.
What?
Okay. I wasn't sure if you were done. One more thing, then I have to really go.
If you single as me, I should do a sequel with your pussy like a peril, dirty talents like an eagle. Girl, the nerve, this seems is really advice. Questions went past, or your sister paid the price. Just because mother has not left you best. Don't treat your sister like you're treating all the rest. Doctors, lawyers, psychics all make mistakes. They wings, no, they don't. Charles Lyons, my legs are aches.
Yeah.
Well.
Bye.
You know, I have to say that even though today's show was technologically impaired, I think Briley Murphy would have been proud.
Murphy? What the fuck? What is that, man?
It's a Mother Mary.
A dildo?
That's what I said when he showed it to me.
Is that a dildo?
That's what I said, but he got mad because it was his Grammys, and she died.
Are you serious? He looks like a... Are you sure his granny didn't use it as a dildo? Match?
Well, Jesus did a lot of things, you know?
Sometimes things could get out of hand with Jesus, you know? Granny was a very active woman. Match, go back and pick it up. I want you to do something for me.
All right, but I'm not... hold on, I'm going to leave the computer here, so talk.
Okay. Right, sure. I'll talk amongst my soil. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Sure, Bernie Murphy. Yeah. Bye-bye, darling. Thank you, sweetheart. Now, what I want you to do, Madge.
Yeah. I'm not putting it in me.
No. What I would like for you to do is to tell me how it smells. I would like you to put it up to your nose and sniff it. Feet?
It doesn't smell like anything.
What about the other end? Fish?
Doesn't even smell like plastic. Doesn't smell like anything. Not fish.
Okay. Can you simulate putting it into your woman vagina? Which end would you put in?
Well, the face, of course. Look, I'll do it now.
Yeah.
Here, I'll let you
I think...
I want you to hear the sound effects so you know that I'm really doing it.
Yeah.
You hear it scratching my vagina hair?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Here, listen. Pulling out the cramps. Cheryl, did I ever tell you?
That I'm sending this video to Dorm Dan.
Cheryl.
Yeah.
Did I ever tell you that when I was in Amsterdam at a certain undisclosed location,
right.
in the bathroom, there was cramp soap?
Was this after someone pooped on your face?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So what happened?
Briley Murphy got crabs and gave them to me.
You got crabs in Europe?
No, Briley Murphy did. No, I was saying the soap was there, and I was like, why is there crab soap up in hell? All right, I got to go for real.
All right. Bye, honey.
Bye.
Bye-bye, darling.
See you in Chicago next week, or the week after.
No. Really? It's not a right.
No, next week, no Grum. The week after, Grum.
Oh, okay.
Unless that doesn't not happen.
Exactly.
Bye. Madge to the rescue after a very disturbing speech by our retarded mongoloid president who is also illiterate. Now, I didn't dare watch the speech, mind you, because I cannot watch that man. It is far too disturbing. He is retarded. In fact, I am.
If people who become severe addicts, as shown by all the studies. Oh, yeah.
Cassius is dragging on the floor.
Oh, yeah.
Cassius is dragging on the floor.
Oh, yeah.
Cassius is dragging on the floor.
Gooses!
Oh, yeah. Cassius is dragging on the floor. Who cares? Uterus is dragging on the floor. Who cares? Have a baby. No. Have a baby. Get those members in here. Your uterus is dragging on the floor. Who cares?
Oh, yeah.
Uterus is dragging on the floor.
Yeah.
It's all the points.
Soar ranges wildly over the countryside. Beyond that long row of trees stands a lonely house.
At least 100 a day.
Not a single light appears from any of its many windows.
Angels, so amazing. Angels.
The sexual attraction is normal, but you have to control it.
Yeah.
to watch your ugly ass. You probably born before I do, you cocksucking hoe. Bitch, you know what? Why you trying to get me fat? You better watch your own ugly ass. You probably going before I do, you cocksucking hoe.
Get the fuck out of here. Go find some fucking good people. Find some good.
Yeah, I'm not all together, okay? I'm not.
Hello, this is Vincent Bailey.
I had to talk about my rectal disability.
Is that heavy?
Doctor C.